You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next line he's going to mention is Tyreek Hill. Yes, I am aware of that. Now, I would point out that over at TMZ and now ESPN.com, Tyreek Hill yesterday had more court documents filed on behalf of his ex-wife, stating issues of domestic violence during the course of their relationship, alleging multiple incidents of domestic violence in there. So before you mention Tyreek Hill, can we just point out that that guy sucks as a person, in my opinion? Obviously, I'm assuming in other people's opinion as well. He makes him untouchable. Like, Andy Reid does not mind taking a flyer on previously in trouble players, currently in trouble players, people with a lot of different sordid histories, not when they're actively in it. He's the second chance guy. Or he brought Kareem Hunt back after Kareem Hunt showed a little bit of like remorse. If Tyreek is still getting this stuff filed against him, I just not interested at all. We can talk about what they might do for you, Tyreek, anywhere on this list, other than the financial part, which obviously doesn't work either.
The financial part is why I don't think it's realistic. The other stuff, number one, it's week one of the season, so nobody's getting traded like that at that level right now. There's trades happening. The Eagles traded for Tank Bigsby and stuff. Okay, that's a little bit different. They have a rookie. They're not. The Jags aren't tanking, and the Jags didn't just have a terrible week one loss. It's just different. The Dolphins star player Tyreek Hill is not getting traded after 1 week. Now, do I think he ends up finishing the season on the Miami Dolphins? No. I think there will be something that happens later on this season. The Chiefs, the wide receiver room is the wide receiver room for at least another 5 or 6 weeks, in my opinion. Okay, maybe they go and pick somebody off the street, Mecole Hardman or something. Okay,
whatever. Is on the street, isn't he?
Somebody like that.
Classic.
But no, so I don't think Tyreek Hill's realistically getting traded anytime soon. As far as the question you asked me, would I have interest? I want to see what the next 4 weeks look like of this offense. But the biggest hurdle is the financial hurdle. The dead cap for the Dolphins, they trade him. They only are on the hook for $12.7.
So they'd be happy to trade him.
But the team that traded him, $27 million cap hit, and then $52 million in 2026.
What's the dead cap hit to get rid of him next year?
I don't have that in front of me. I can
look
it up. No
one's paid him $52 million.
And that's why it's not all that realistic right now. The timing is a problem. Got to wait multiple weeks to begin with. And then financially, this is a team that already has a massive cap hit for Chris Jones next year. They got to figure out. It's a team that needs to get a deal done with Mahomes in the offseason, probably a deal done with McDuffie in the offseason. Juwan Taylor, you're going to have a little dead money on that deal that you're going to cut him. You can't convert. You know, there's nobody to bring in Tyreek Hill this year, and then you're going to say we're going to convert the rest of Juwan Taylor's deal. You can't do that because that means then you're on the hook even more for another year of Juwan Taylor. So I don't think they have the flexibility to pull off a trade like this to begin with.
I don't really think it's a fit. I don't really think it makes sense. And I don't know when or if they'll put Xavier Worthy on the injured reserve list. Obviously, at this point, they have not. So they might just be willing to ride out 5 weeks of mediocre offensive play and find out what happens with it. Over on the text line, so Cody's one of those believe all women types, not innocent until proven guilty, they say. You're like, hey, listen, Gold, if you'd been accused of robbing like 10 cars, I'm going to start thinking you're a car thief. I don't know what to tell you, one way or the other. This is not the first time Tyreek Hill has been accused of this. It's like the fifth time. So like you can be that way about it if you want. But even if this, even if it's just an accusation and you're like, hey, innocent until proven guilty, which, by the way, he will get in a court of law, separate from my opinion of him on a radio, which does not apply to innocent to proven guilty. That's a court of law thing. But even if that's the case, well, he's untouchable from that perspective anyway. You can't actively trade for a person who just had court filings put against him regarding domestic violence. And so but part of it is, I just don't think they're going to panic the way they did last year. I look at the way you mentioned with the Eagles, the Tank Bigsby trade. They just traded for, right, or signed a defensive lineman as well. So in the last couple of weeks, they've been looking at corners. They signed a running back. They signed another defensive lineman. They're handling their season this year like the Chiefs handled their season last year. They're the Super Bowl champions gold, and they want to repeat. And they're going to do anything in their power in order to make that a possibility. If the Chiefs were in the middle of the three-peat, I think they would have already signed a wide receiver in a lot of ways. I don't think there is rush to make a decision as they were in the past. I think you hope that Worthy comes back in a month or less, and you hope that Royals gets healthy, and you just kind of patchwork this thing together. I wouldn't act yet.
Well, I just don't think, you know, you can't go and get anybody in week one at wide receiver. It's the McCall Hardman types that are available right this second. I don't think they need to go rush out and make that move today for Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. I want to see a couple of weeks of what it looks like. Also, we still, maybe the Chiefs do, but we, the public, still do not know exactly how long Worthy is out. We don't know if he's out for the season. Maybe they do. Maybe he's back on Sunday. Maybe he's wearing a brace in 10 days and he's playing. We don't know. They have more insight on that, obviously. I will be very open to trading for a wide receiver in 5 weeks if it's still a problem and all that, if Worthy's out for the year. But they know they're getting Rashee Rice back in 6 weeks, 5 weeks, right? They know they're getting him back at that point in time.
And they do sound like they think they're getting Worthy back.
And the trade deadline is still weeks and weeks after even when Rice comes back. So to me, there is no reason to go rush out and make that move, especially when the wide receiver that room that they have, anytime you lose a number one, number two, it's a huge hit. But it's always the, like, who do you think anybody on the street is better than somebody that's been in your system the entire offseason?
Like Tyquan Thornton. Do you think you can improve over Tyquan Thornton?
I don't really think so at this point.
You can probably improve over Jason Brownlee. He's probably better than McColl at this point.
Fine. But that's, I mean, we're talking about the sixth receiver.
Well, and the only way you make that move is if you still have to play someone on the injured reserve in order to
I'm way more interested in finding out in the next week or so if the defense has the horses to get it done, and do they need to be looking at defensive options in the secondary in 4 weeks than I am worried about the wide receiver room. I'm serious. Like, the defense will get better under Spags. I believe that. So a lot of it was communication issues. They're very young there. But in terms of trade market, the more realistic they might be, do they need to go trade for someone in a month and a half from now? I feel almost weird even talking trade stuff 3 days after
week
it's week one of the season. Like, I don't think it's all that realistic. I'm not panicking that I need to go rush out and trade for somebody, but I understand, as you said, we saw a lot of texts. We've all seen the tweets from fans and listeners wanting us to talk about Tyreek Hill a little bit and options. And I think it's one of those, like, let's acknowledge that it exists and let's check back in on that in a couple of weeks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.